I'd like to call the meeting to order, please. I'm sorry, it's 4:02, but I like to be prompt. Welcome to the February meeting of the Historic Site and Monument Commission. I would like to introduce our new representative from the Parks and Recreation Committee, Randy Tate. So thank you for joining us at this meeting. We really look forward to your input. We also have Eileen Baker. And we have Austin Rojas. Okay. And I'm Catherine Kostenick. And happy new year to everybody. Sorry about the fact that we had to skip January. So I know a couple of these things got pushed. So our first order of business is to approve the December meeting minutes. Do I have a motion?
Eileen, motion to approve the December meetings.
Austin, I'll second.
So we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Abstain.
Motion carries. Okay. Our first regular agenda item is the historic marker sign, and we're going to let Kelly tell us all about it.
Perfect. Make sure I put the right one. Okay, so the applicant is requesting a marker to install an American 250 Patriot marker inside Tricentennial Park. This is one of the applications that was supposed to be reviewed last month, but got continued to this month. So again, they're asking for this marker at Tricentennial Park. The park is a Revolutionary War era site, and the marker will be highlighting military, colonial, and local history. Staff found that the proposed site is appropriate since there's sufficient space and the sign will not negatively impact the immediate area. It's worth noting that proposed text is a standard text used in these DAR signs and is part of a larger national program. The same goes for the design of the marker as well. You may have noted in the staff report that the sign is slightly smaller than what our standards typically allow. Also, the colors don't match what the standards allow as well. They are proposing a black background with letters and a raised border that has a state and finish. Since this is a national program, staff found that the intent of the standards were met, since again, these are the standard design that you'll see elsewhere. With that, staff found that the overall project does meet the standards. With that, staff recommends that the Historic Site Monument Commission recommend approval to the Savannah City Council for this application as requested. The board have any questions?
Thank you. Anybody have questions for staff?
Just one question. There's nothing we can do about the text, right? That's like part of that program.
Yeah, that's how I understand it. The applicant can clarify.
Cool.
Do we have anyone present that would like to present information to us about this marker? Step up to the microphone and say your name, please.
Thank you very much. My name is Tara Kelsey, and I am a past chapter regent at the Blackland McIntosh Chapter NSDAR and the person who applied for the marker. So I guess to address the text itself is standard language that's used for currently 304 markers and growing as a part of the America 250 Patriot program with the National Society for the Daughters of the American Revolution. The only thing that can be changed on there is the name of the sponsoring organization.
Just real quick, since Christopher's not here, just wanted to, he normally thanks everybody, every petitioner who does come in person for being here. So I just want to also thank you for coming down and being here today, and especially with things getting changed from one month to the next. We appreciate that.
Thank you. We're happy to be here.
This is Catherine. We had a proposal for another standard marker. However, this was several months back, and nothing could be changed about it. But to me, this one looks more like what we normally have in Savannah. So I appreciate that it would blend with the type of markers that we have already in the city.
Yes, ma'am. I understand that the National Society wanted to make sure that it was blending in with as many national program or statewide or municipal programs as possible. So with the brushed steel, painted brown, all of that, yes.
Any questions for the petitioner? Okay, thank you very much. Is there anyone else here that wants to speak about this particular petition? Is there anyone online? Thank you. Anything else? Okay. Do I have a motion to approve or disapprove?
Austin, I'll make a motion to approve.
Eileen, second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Congratulations. Let us know when the marker is going to be put up so that we can attend the ceremony. We'd like to do that. Okay. Let me close that. I lost my place. Okay. The next petition is the Georgia Historic Society, an historic marker sign on MLK.
All right. Thank you, Madam Chair and members of the commission. This is Caitlin Chamberlain presenting the petition. The applicant is requesting to install a historical marker sign near the front entrance of the Ralph Mark Gilbert Civil Rights Museum. The project is a partnership with the museum, the Georgia Historical Society, and the Savannah chapter of the NAACP, and will illustrate the impact of civil rights activist Reverend Dr. Mark Ralph Gilbert. So I'll just walk you through the location. This is private property, where it's going to be going, out front of the museum, just a few different perspectives. And just some background information. The historical marker highlights Gilbert's local and statewide impact as the 13th pastor of the First African Baptist Church and president of the Savannah branch of the NAACP. Gilbert became a spiritual and community leader in Savannah. He also founded the Georgia Conference of the NAACP and served as its first president, creating a network across Georgia that sought Black civil rights. The proposed location for the historical marker is on the property of the Ralph Mark Gilbert Civil Rights Museum, which is named in his honor. The historical marker will be installed adjacent to the sidewalk, as shown in these photos. The staff looked through all of the standards and guidelines for this and found no issues, found that it meets all of the standards, also noting that it will follow the standard GHS historical marker sign with the height and all the specs that are within our master plan and guidelines. As well, they had provided the actual text for that and just the permission of the easement of the property owner as well. So they had a very thorough application. And with that, staff recommends to approve the request to install a historical marker sign near the front entrance of the Ralph Mark Gilbert Civil Rights Museum at 460 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard as requested, because the proposed historical marker meets the master plan and guidelines for markers, monuments, and public art. Thank you.
Do any of the commission members have questions for staff? Is anyone here from the Georgia Historical Society? Come on. Step up. Tell us your name.
Hi, I'm Brianna James with the Georgia Historical Society. Were there any questions?
Is there anything you'd like to tell us?
In addition to the materials, no, other than just to say we're really looking forward to installing the marker, and I think the organizations involved are the perfect ones to tell this story. So
I have one question. Is it just going to be on one side of the marker since it's close to the building?
The text will be on both sides, okay. But as known, they'll likely only be able to see one side.
Okay.
It's the same text on front and back, though.
Any commission members have questions for Georgia Historical Society? No? Okay.
Only thing I'll say again, thank you for being down here and taking part in this. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Any other thoughts, questions? Do I have a motion from anyone on the commission? Sorry. Is there anyone here that wants to talk about this marker, for or against? Is there anyone online? No. Yes, ma'am. Step up to the microphone, please, and state your name. We appreciate you coming.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. I'm Vonette Goodwalker. I'm the director at the Ralph Mark Gilbert Civil Rights Museum, and I'm so excited about this. I want to thank the Georgia Historical Society for their help in getting it to the finish line, and we're really excited. It's going to be going up on June 18th this year, yes, and part of the reason is because we consider Dr. Gilbert the father of the civil rights movement in Savannah in the 20th century. And that's right after Father's Day and the day before Juneteenth. So we're going to be that whole week open to the public, especially on Juneteenth. It'll be free to the public and also on the day of the marker going up. So it's an exciting time. I mean, if you are from Savannah, you might know Wesley Wallace Law or the name as part of the history. He's the reason that we're in this building, the building that houses the museum. Was built in 1914. It's history within history. It was built as the Wage Earner Savings and Loan Bank, two black insurance companies. And next year, this museum will celebrate its 30th anniversary in this location. So we had to have something there to say who we were and why we're there. So I want to thank you and just kind of hope you'd share my enthusiasm because I'm excited about this.
Well, Ms. Goodwalker, we appreciate you being here. And please remind staff when it's going to be, when you get closer to the time.
Absolutely.
Because we would like to be there. One of us or all of us, we'd like to be
and
there.
And even though it will be hot on the outside, we'll be we're going to have everyone come inside for the speech making and outside for the unveiling. So we will definitely be on our guest list. All right. Thank you.
Well, I'm a native of Savannah, and I've heard his name all my life, so. I just thought everybody knew who he was. Okay, commission members, any other questions or comments for anyone? Do I have a motion?
I am honored to have this be my first motion to approve.
Do I have a second?
Eileen, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Great. That's fabulous. Okay. Other business. Eileen?
Yeah, I just wanted to let my fellow commissioners know that there is a public art kickoff for master planning that the city has begun. And the kickoff is February 11th at 11:30 a.m. at the Cultural Arts Center, which is on Oglethorpe. Thank you. Couldn't think of that. And this master plan, what they're doing is there's a survey that's online, but they're doing, I think, Zoom sessions with each of the districts of Savannah. So just wanted to let you all be aware of that.
That's certainly something that would impact what we do here. So it would be great to have some representation at that meeting. Do we have anything on the agenda for March?
I don't believe we received anything, so we'll send out a confirmation of that, but it's looking like there will not be a March meeting, but we will confirm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Anything else? Anybody? If not, meeting adjourned. Thank you for coming, everybody.
Thank you.